This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. All you gotta do is dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were discussing last night on this very program. Aria, you were leading the show last night, and we were talking about some economic stuff and discussing how we're probably just barely seeing the beginning of the economic destruction that is coming. And I think what precipitated that conversation was the proposal by the Washington Post editorial board to say that they want to see a total crackdown, with 90% plus of people being forced to stay home, including farm workers
and healthcare workers,
truckers. So they basically want people to start killing and eating one another, because I'm not sure how exactly they think food is going to get onto people's tables if you shut down the supply lines.
If you did 2 weeks of just total shutdown,
they want like two months.
I don't know how you'd do that.
They say it's going to be painful economically, but then we can go back to normal after that, they say.
Well, near
ridiculous.
Normal.
It's ridiculous.
I tend to wonder. I mean, they say the incubation period of this stuff is, probably closer to 5 days than 14. But if you did 14 days where nobody's allowed to go out of their house, then presumably you'd be pretty well off. I mean, most people would know at that point whether they had this or not.
Yeah, the issue is that most people can't and won't stay at home for 14 days.
No.
I won't.
I'm not interested.
Well, if they wanted to, they could do like some kind of, we're suspending law. Good luck with murder out there, because we're not enforcing it. Cops are staying home.
By the way, in the studio tonight, you got Ian here.
Aria?
And Mark.
So, that's what they were talking about, was a total crackdown, as though there wasn't enough economic destruction already.
And you wonder what the reason is. I've been looking at the death chart, as anybody knows.
The reason's total control. I mean, they want to see what they can get away with.
I tend to think you're right.
But Mark wants to talk about his graph.
I love that graph. Mm. And that graph clearly indicates that the peak deaths were in the middle of April. And it's not even close what's going on in the end of June.
Well, now all they talk about are the cases.
I understand they're talking about cases.
That's all they talk about.
Best I can tell,
that doesn't mean they're talking about deaths. They're talking about cases.
Right. And best I can tell, people are, for whatever reason, we have better treatments, or people are surviving more, or the virus
has changed.
Well,
people were surviving it before.
Well, some of them weren't.
Yeah. Well, the issue
old
now
people, and
is
obese
that,
people.
The lockdown has lifted largely in a lot of places, so you got more young people going out, and they're far more likely to survive. So obviously, yes, they would become more likely to get infected, and they would also be less likely to die. So the death rate per infection would go down.
Yeah. Well, and if you were seeing, so the kind of numbers we've been seeing as far as deaths go over the course of June, and maybe even into May.
Before you go on, you're seeing more people being tested now, likely, right? Because there's a lot more requirements of testing in order to, go back to work, or in case of Massachusetts now, just to go to Massachusetts as of Saturday. So there's a bunch more testing going on as well. Whereas before, if you contracted this and beat it, then that's it. Or you wouldn't even know in some cases. Some people contract it, they beat it, and they don't even have any symptoms or anything like that. So those folks aren't going to go in to get tested unless they're mandated to get tested. Now more of that's happening.
Yeah, so these deaths that are occurring in parts of May and June, and at this point we have pretty good numbers. So we know how many people died generally throughout May and June of this year.
How many of them actually died from COVID is a whole other question.
It doesn't make a difference. What I'm saying is that the amount of deaths are the same as the deaths in January attributed to the flu.
Hmm.
I mean, none of these numbers
really?
are. Yes.
Okay.
Right. I mean,
thought there were more deaths from COVID than there were the flu. this year.
No? I'm not saying there isn't, but they were almost entirely clustered in April when Cuomo sent the, you know, when it was all going through New Jersey and Connecticut and New York, and Cuomo sent those old people to die in those nursing homes and all that stuff. But, of course, this is Trump's fault.
So we also talked about the bailout proposal that apparently passed, was it the Senate, do you recall?
I think it was the Senate.
One of them. And so by no means is this over with. They're probably going to pile on some more, you know, pork and throw in some extra trillions.
Oh, yeah. It's only $1 trillion.
Yeah, only $1 trillion to start.
That's nothing.
But here's an update on what's been going on with the airline industry, because we had discussed...
Now, the airlines really got hit. And a lot of people are going to ask themselves whether they want to fly tightly packed in metal tubes through the air, breathing the same air as everybody else on the metal tube.
It's not uncommon in the past for people to catch an illness while they were on an airline.
Every
right?
time for me.
That's not uncommon.
It used to be.
But now people are afraid of it more than they used to be.
Yeah.
And irrationally so, in my opinion. But regardless, that's where we are. And now with multiple airlines mandating masks on and even refusing to allow people with medical exemptions, just basically telling those people to screw off. They don't want their business anymore. And that was what American Airlines and Southwest recently announced.
Delta turned around a flight. I think it was today.
Jeez.
Because someone took off their mask.
I think it was more
that's
than
insane.
One. I think it was several people that and refused. But yeah.
But yeah, turn around mid-flight.
Wow.
We're going back then.
That's lunacy.
It is. Because the damage is already done at that
right.
point.
Right.
Whatever damage there would have been.
No one can get to their destination on time. I mean, look, if you want to ban somebody from the flight, then ban them from that point on. All right, sorry, we're not going to serve you anymore. You got a connecting flight? Well, sorry, get a cab home.
Yep.
You know, they could have done something to those people without punishing the rest of the flight.
But see, ridiculous. By doing this, they were able to make the mask wearers even more resentful.
Sure. Yeah,
and even more presenting animosity toward the people who weren't wearing the mask.
Also,
because now the people not wearing the mask actually cost them something tangible.
Yeah. Right. And the same old thing where the big faceless corporation or government doesn't take any responsibility for its action, but the individual who stands up to them, not to say that I, you know, if this person got on the flight, they should be wearing a mask if they agreed to wear a mask. But, you know, either way, I'm not going to... If Delta decided to turn the flight around, Delta decided to turn the flight around.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody got a refund for that, because that's what I would be demanding if the airline just decided they were going to go in the reverse direction and go back to where they started from because they didn't like what somebody did with their mask.
I sincerely doubt anyone got a refund.
Right.
Now, probably not a refund, but they probably will get their flight rescheduled and all that,
because
it is the airline's fault.
I hope you weren't going somewhere on time.
You weren't going to a wedding or a funeral.
Most people, when they're flying somewhere, need to be where they're flying.
Yeah, but a refund isn't going to do anything for you. If you paid $300...
It sure will. It'll make you feel a little bit better because you get your money back. You get a free flight and you get the refund. Reuters reporting that a majority of U.S. House of Representatives peoples signed a letter made public on Monday calling for a six-month extension of a $32 billion payroll aid program they argue is crucial to keeping hundreds of thousands of aviation workers employed through March 31st. Quote, without an extension of the payroll support program before then, hundreds of thousands of airline workers will be fired or furloughed on October 1st. The lawmakers wrote. The letter, led by House Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio, was signed by 223 House members, including 195 Democrats and 28 Republicans. The lawmakers said that without action, the layoffs, quote, will eclipse those of any furloughs that the industry has ever seen. The payroll program is set to expire September 30th. So we talked about this. I think within the last 2 weeks, we discussed the $25 billion in payroll assistance, and that's what they get to here, to the U.S. passenger airlines, was given to them in March. So, you know, remember the CARES Act was what I think they called it, where they threw a bunch, you know, trillion or $2 trillion or whatever it was at various different people. You got like $1,200 maybe, but the airlines got $25 billion.
Yeah.
And the idea at the time was, well...
Yeah, I was curious how that stacked up to the amount of money that the American people got. And assuming that, you know, every single one of the 320 million Americans actually received a $1,200 check, it's still significantly more to the American people. So there is that. Yeah, it comes out to like 380 something billion.
But one of the differences, of course, is when the government gives a company a bailout, then there's frequently some strings attached. Right, so one of the strings might be you have to require masks for all your customers.
Oh, they're already doing that.
I know that, but maybe that's one of the reasons why. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was some terms in there about things that they have to do. And, of course, remember the car bailouts, the car manufacturer bailouts from like a decade ago, GM and those other companies that got them? Well, there were terms associated with that. If I recall correctly, the federal government got a piece of some of the action, did they not?
They did.
Yeah. More coming up here in moments, so get ready for the feds to own the airlines.
News from Bitcoin.com. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash still lets you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can join us in there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the next proposed bailout for the airlines. $25 billion wasn't enough because, well, I guess the thought was that the $25 billion was just going to get them through the COVID. It was only going to be 2 weeks, so, you know, we'll get you through it. Well, now it turns out people aren't really traveling very much at all, and so even though the curve was flattened or whatever, the business is still way down, and so they want another bailout, and that's what they're bellying up at the trough for.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I exactly. It's difficult to look at this because you can't look at it scientifically. What we can't say is what would have happened to airlines in the absence of any government intervention in the marketplace surrounding COVID.
So it looks like people would have just stopped flying.
They probably would have, which would have been terrible for the airlines, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're not running on big margins, and some airlines would have gone out of business. And
oh, the tragedy is like losing a bank. The bank went out of business.
You know, the more airlines there are, the lower the prices of airfare, and that benefits us all.
Yeah, you will likely see some consolidation as these airlines go out of business. So you're going to see, you know,
the airplanes are going somewhere.
This is going on for years, right? Yeah. Where Delta buys whatever the hell they bought.
United isn't called United for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
United is called United because it is the combination of previous airlines.
Right.
And, you know, that's been true for all of the major ones that have been, you know, sucking up smaller ones and these kind of things. And Southwest really came on and sort of changed the game. But nonetheless, I'm just kind of. On one hand, I feel bad for the airlines because the government basically said, okay, you can't fly, or if you do fly, you have to do it under these circumstances and a variety of things. I was flying, had to make some flights during March and April of this year,
mm-hmm.
and I literally was on a 747 coming from Tokyo to Reagan or Dulles, I'm not sure, to Washington,
mm-hmm.
and we had, for ourselves, entire rows. I don't mean like the three seats that we were sitting
yeah.
in. My wife, my son, and I had the entire stretch across the 747. That's three seats on one side, four seats in the middle, and the three seats on the other mm-hmm. side, where there was nobody. And I couldn't even tell you how many passengers were on. It might have been that we would have had two rows each.
Plus, there were certain regulations, I believe, that were requiring flights, even though no one was on them, simply because the airlines had to fly a certain number of flights in or out of an given airport in order to keep their spot in the terminal.
Yeah.
So they had to keep flying, even though it was not economically viable to do so.
Well, who owns the airports themselves?
Governments.
That's what I would assume.
In a lot of cases, it's local governments. In a lot of cases.
So now the proposal, and this was voted on by the U.S. House and voted in favor, to bail them out to the tune of another $35 billion. So it's not done yet, right? So it has to go through the Senate and all that. But so this is after the initial $25 billion. Senate Republicans Monday introduced a proposal to address new coronavirus needs but did not include new airline payroll funding. More than a dozen aviation unions applauded the letter written by the House members saying, quote, Congress has the power to ensure airline workers will continue to stay on payroll and keep aviation workers ready to turn the industry around once this crisis is behind us. But when exactly is that going to be?
And if they're not offering a service to people, like, you know, flying them from one place to another, then they shouldn't be in business. I mean, this is like giving money to the school system all over again. It's like, we're not even going to open up the schools. It's not a service anyone can use, but we're going to continue. We're going to increase the amount of money that we're giving to the school system. And it's the same crap here. We're not going to offer any flights or even allow you to leave the country. However, we're going to make sure that you're being robbed to pay for these people whose job it is to help you fly across the country.
Well, the politicians want you to believe that this is an essential business. And the question
is, if it's essential, it will be rebuilt after this.
That's a good point. And the question is, you know, what is it going to look like once they're saying here, once the crisis is behind us. Well, so far, it doesn't appear that any of these government people want to even consider that as even coming close, right? Because we're seeing re-crackdowns. There's more crackdowns happening. We just, off the air, we're looking at a story about Massachusetts telling everybody who comes to Massachusetts now they got to quarantine or prove that they've had a test that shows that they are negative. We're seeing more of these mask mandates all across the United States. Businesses are now coming on board. So it sure doesn't feel like things are slowing down. Even though fewer people are dying than ever before, the tyranny is as heavy, if not heavier, than it has been over the past 5 months. And so let's just say that we make it to this magical point, because they're talking about 20 or 35 billion more, and they think that that's going to last until March 31st. Okay, so March 31st comes around. And by whatever miracle, the government goons have decided they're gonna ratchet back all the controls, and we're gonna have things going back to so-called normal. But by this point, we're talking about an entire year, more than a year, of people living in the so-called new normal. How many of those people are going to be like, all right, let's go on a vacation and get on an airplane? Because as you were talking about before, there's a lot of people who are now deathly afraid of getting on airplanes. So what percentage of their business is just going to come rushing back if all of a sudden now it's normal again?
Well, remember at 9/11, the air traffic just dropped off, and it didn't come back for a long time.
Right, and that was just fear of some guy, blowing the plane up.
Right, and honestly, it was really sort of a weird fear, because the hijackers on 9/11 hijacked the plane with box cutters because nobody thought that anything bad was going to happen. I'll bet you that if you tried to hijack a plane with box cutters in America these days,
you'll get taken down.
You might get your arms broken or get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
They did kill one passenger, that was a mentally ill man, a couple of years after 9/11.
Yeah, didn't they, trachea or something?
Yeah, he squeezed the breath out of him, basically.
So airlines say they are not actively seeking additional federal assistance, but would accept funding without additional requirements. When the first package was approved, large U.S. airlines hoped for a recovery in demand by October, but as the virus has accelerated, airline executives warned that demand that had shown signs of recovering was stalling again, threatening jobs. Between American and United Airlines, more than 60,000 frontline workers have received warnings their jobs are on the line as of October 1st. Mass airline layoffs could take place just over a month before the 2020 presidential and congressional elections. So it's still a little up in the air right now as to whether or not this next bailout's going to go through. But, I mean, this seems like, from the politician's perspective, it's going to be hard for them to oppose this. It's going to seem like, oh, well, this is an essential business.
Sure, but none of this would have happened. The problem would have solved itself because people were getting like $50 flights from, Los Angeles to Colorado or whatever, and then flying back the next day because it was so cheap to do that.
Is it still cheap now?
No, you can't fly now.
You can't even fly?
I imagine you can, but I imagine it probably is pretty cheap. But
they're still having flights. I've seen photos.
I'm going next week to Dallas.
Yeah. Carlos, who was here yesterday, he was flying, and he said 100% all of the people on these flights were wearing masks the entire time. 855, 450 free. He also said New Hampshire's the only place he's been to on his journey so far where there's like any semblance of sanity.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump in Midland, Texas on Wednesday says coronavirus vaccines are being developed in record time. The president also has a big announcement regarding energy.
My administration is announcing today that export authorizations for American liquefied natural gas can now be extended through the year 2050.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says there will still be a federal law enforcement presence in Portland.
We are not leaving Portland until we are assured that that courthouse is safe and secure. We'll continue to keep law enforcement officers in the area to make sure that that courthouse is secure at the end of the day.
Wolf telling Fox News the drawdown plan can begin if the safety plan works. You're listening to USA Radio News. In USA Radio Network financial news, the Dow was up 160 points, the S&P gained 40, and the NASDAQ added 141 points. The latest on the Fed Reserve policy meeting ended with no change in the central bank's benchmark interest rate. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the decision to keep the key rate at near 0% is because of the continuing pandemic, which he calls the biggest shock to the nation's economy in modern history.
We have held our policy rate near zero since mid-March and have stated that we will keep it there until we are confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
Powell also saying the U.S. economy is on an extraordinarily uncertain path right now because of the ongoing outbreak.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas tested positive for COVID-19. Gohmert was tested on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. You can go there and sign up for their daily dispatch. Get the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we're talking about some of the economic devastation. I mean, people losing millions of jobs and they're on welfare as a result. Now, of course, the government's talking about coming up with another so-called stimulus package, which, of course, as we know, is actually just a wealth redistribution package, but they don't call things by their real names. They don't want to be honest about what's actually going on and that.
Well, the previous stimulus package, the stimulus checks Americans got, I mean, they obviously didn't stimulate the economy. All they did was transfer wealth from the poor people who needed to take that wealth and put it into some sort of savings or investment back into the hands of the corporations that were already doing pretty much okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were a lot of, you know, the evidence is a lot of rich people got a lot richer in this time frame. And it seems like it has to do with, to some extent, these checks just being spent by the poor, which is what you want. I mean, that's it's a stimulus package. You're intending to stimulate the economy.
Well, if you, you live in a Keynesian world where spending is what an economy needs.
You do live in a Keynesian world.
Well, we live in a world that they tell us is Keynesian.
Yeah,
but
well,
savings is what generates wealth, not spending.
Savings is a superpower. Thrift is a superpower in a Keynesian economy. I will concur with you on that.
But not if you're saving their money. Because that's where the money comes from when they print out more. It comes from your savings. That's where the value comes. It comes out of your savings and into the pockets of the mega corporations.
You don't want to keep it in USD if you can help it.
It's still better. I mean, it's not. It's there are ways.
Saving is a good habit to have generally, but if you're saving in their money, then they will rape you financially when they print more of it out. That's what the dollar is designed to do. It's designed to be printed, to be inflated, and benefit the politically connected classes at the cost of any person who's holding dollars. And if that's if you're saving, you're holding dollars.
You don't want to do it in, say, strictly a savings account or something like that. You want to have.
You're still better off saving than buying all. Alcohol with it and, you know, drinking yourself to death. There's no doubt about that. But let's go to Otis. He's on the line and he's in, I believe, New York. Otis, you're on our Discord server. Go ahead.
What's going on? Great to be here. Great to be back on the show. I've had a little hiatus.
Yeah, we missed you, Otis. What have you been up to?
Just, you know, buying a house, living in a house, getting coronavirus, dancing. I have four pets now, so I really appreciate that you guys have the dog in the studio. It's beautiful.
How's Buster doing?
My dogs are in my studio with me right now, fighting each other, biting each other, you know, urinating on the floor, all kinds of interesting things happening.
Now tell me, well, what is it going? You're calling from New York. Are you in the city, or are you calling from upstate, or where are you?
No. I'm upstate. I'm not in the city. I'm upstate. But basically, it's a great feeling here, right, in New York. We've opened into phase four. Everybody's dancing, celebrating, kissing each other on the streets so that we can bring back the coronavirus. We're actually very upset that it's gone, so we're going to bring it back. We're not wearing masks anymore. We did it before, but we're going to stop so we can bring it back.
Boy, I wish New York was like you were saying, but I don't think it is. I don't think people are doing that there.
I can't tell what angle you're coming from. Are you criticizing the people who actually want to open back up?
No, he's just, it's Otis. I mean, Otis, I don't know if Otis has an angle besides just being Otis.
I couldn't agree less. Yeah. Or more with
that. He's just trolling, having a good time. I don't even know if the accent's real, but I love it.
What do you think of, like, in Atlanta calling you from New York?
I don't know.
I really have a thick southern accent.
I don't know, man. Tell me your favorite part about the New York lockdown.
I hate people. So not seeing people early on was actually the best because... So I'm a young guy, I'm healthy, right? So everybody knows the coronavirus, okay, you can get this, that, okay? You could still die if you're young, but you're not like my grandmother who forgets her Facebook information and can't use her brain properly. And then if coronavirus gets into her lungs, she's going to croak like you wouldn't believe. I'll be fine, I could probably survive. So I was okay with taking a risk. So at the early days of lockdown here in New York, you could go out and basically walk down the streets. You could hang out, and you wouldn't see another person for the most part because people were very scared at that point. You know, you didn't really know much about it. People were dying left and right. And you could just had the place to yourself. There was no cars, no traffic, no nothing. It's beautiful. You didn't have to see other people.
Yeah, it was a bizarre thing.
No nothing.
It was like you're in one of those movies where, you know, like you're the last man on Earth, right? There's no one else around.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah, tumbleweeds are rolling through the streets.
With relatives who annoy you. None of that crap.
Otis, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the update tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like, what was the movie with Will Smith, I Am Legend?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. It was like him and the dog, and that was pretty much it.
I remember one where there was like a shopping mall or something that some kids got left in the 80s. But, of course, he was the last man. It was the Comet. Night of the Comet, perhaps.
There was that zombie movie that was in the shopping mall.
Yeah, I think it was like, that was maybe Dawn of the Dead. Yeah, but that wasn't the one I was referring to.
That was a good one, though, too. So, 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. You know, since we're talking about movies, I've got some news about the movie business. Because we've been discussing the destruction to these businesses, like the airline business that's being bailed out. I don't think the movie theater's got a bailout.
I don't think they got one.
The airlines are coming back. I think the movie theaters probably got like the PPP loan kind of bailout. Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's the handout for loans to pay the staff with.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's about it.
And then if you actually pay the staff the way the government demands, then you don't have to pay the loan back, basically. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if you just use it on anything you want, then it becomes a loan. That's my understanding of how that worked. The latest on what's happening with the movie business, BusinessInsider.com reporting that AMC and Universal have come to a deal. Because remember, we talked a little while back about AMC was mad because Universal had released a couple of movies, maybe a handful of them, during COVID.
Trolls 2
was the big one. That was the one that came out first. I think there might have been one, maybe two more.
But and the results on that were that the movie didn't make as much money as it could have.
It was the total gross.
It was proposed to make, mm-hmm. but what was the Universal? Universal made more money
because they
got to keep 80% of the ticket price
instead of 50.
Instead of 50. You know.
So it worked for them.
AMC wasn't going to make money anyway because Trolls 2 was never going to be in theaters.
Well, it would have.
Because theaters were closed. If they waited a year and a half.
Right.
Well, that's what they did. That's what Marvel did with Black Widow. Black Widow was slated to come out the first week of April.
Mm-hmm.
And
pushed it back a year.
As we know, I think it's November is when it's slated at this mm-hmm. point.
Everything's being pushed back.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a big winter, big Christmas time.
All the things that have been pushed back once are now being pushed back again. Some by like a year, basically. And there have been some articles about whether AMC is going to reopen anytime soon because, again, there's no new movies expected to come out. There was going to be the Christopher Nolan film, Tenet, that was getting a lot of buzz. You know, he's the guy that made Inception and the Dark Knight films and that sort of thing. Big deal director. But his movie's been pushed back. It was supposed to be the movie that's going to save the movie theaters. And there seems like there's one of those
every 5 years at this point. You know.
Well, they've managed to hang on. I mean, for quite a while as...
But right now, I went from basically never seeing a movie once every 5 years mm-hmm. or something, maybe once every 3 years, something like that, to seeing three movies a year.
Because of the Marvel movies?
Because of the Marvel movies. When Iron Man came out, I was sold.
Some of them you've seen more than once in theaters, too.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I think every single one of them I've seen more than once
wow.
in a theater. And... thus, I went from a non-movie guy to a movie guy, so Marvel, for me, saved movie theaters. Mm-hmm. But today, if I have to wait another month to see the Black Widow movie or something like that, I might be willing to wait.
855, 453. You mean wait and see it on home? You like your home theater?
I would prefer that.
TV
honestly.
Screen or whatever. 855, 453. Well, the news here is about what they call the theatrical window, the amount of time where a new movie is dedicated exclusively to theaters. It's going to get a lot shorter, according to recent dealings between AMC and Universal. We'll share that with you on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Also, I want to let you know about Divi. From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Now, will Divi go up further when their wallet's fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. So we're going to get into your phone calls and thoughts, and then more about what's going on behind the scenes that's now being made public about AMC and Universal, the struggling movie cinema chain and the major cinema producer, Universal, which had broken up earlier this summer. There were headlines about how AMC was no longer going to show Universal's movies because Universal had released some films during COVID on their own streaming platform. Not necessarily theirs, but there were like 7 or 8 different streaming platforms. There was YouTube, there was like Amazon, there was, you know, all these different platforms out
there. So was AMC's reasoning here just that, oh, well, if we can't make money, we don't want you to make money either?
Well, hold on. I mean,
because it's not like Universal won't have movies for AMC to debut in the future.
what they said was that they're not going to show Universal movies at all. And what they got was apparently what the negotiated deal was, okay, we'll show your movies, but our window for showing them shrinks. It's like they sent Willie Joe Sausage Head in to do their negotiations.
Well, no, wait a minute. What's not clear is who went crawling back to who.
It's pretty clear.
You think AMC went crawling back to Universal?
What else?
Yeah, I think that's probably what
I think that the numbers bear out that Universal didn't lose this,
mm-hmm.
that they had the strength to come to the bargaining table and say, hey, look, we really like you guys. We really like mm-hmm. movie theaters out there. We think you guys
helped
awesome.
Us build this business.
Yeah, it's
right?
so awesome. So here's what we'd like to offer you. We'd like to offer you a good rogering in the nether regions and then a smack in the face. So what do you think?
Well, we're going to get deeper into that, so to speak, here in just a moment. But first, let's talk to D.A. in Dallas, Texas. D.A., you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, this is my first time calling in on your guys' station. I only just heard it last night.
Welcome.
Unfortunately, it's not live in my area, so...
Yeah, you guys get us in overnights there, but I think it's like 7 nights a week there in Dallas, so thanks for listening.
Yeah, it was 12 a.m. in the morning. I called in, but they said it was between 6 and 9, so I'm looking for 6 and 9, but there ain't on the radio right now.
No, yeah, but you figured it out. Here we are.
So. Yeah, you're one of the few that's willing to do it, by the way.
Yeah, so now you can tune in later and you can hear yourself on the air. But what were you calling about?
I know. I'm going to sound like an idiot.
I've got to say one thing to you. It's hard to understand you. You don't happen to be on like a headset or a speakerphone, are you?
No, but I get that all the time. I'm real sorry.
All right. Go ahead with what you were calling about, D.A.
Well, you probably already heard it a million times about the mask wearing BS. That's what you guys were talking about last night, and it was good to hear somebody else that wasn't such a COVID Karen talking
COVID
about
Karen.
Yeah, about the problems wearing a mask, you know. And
what are you seeing down there in Dallas? Are there any mandates from the government there? What's it like?
Yeah, there's mandates down here, but nobody's reading them. That's what's annoying too. When you walk into a store, you ask them what the mandate is. They tell you two things. They say it's mandatory and it's the law. And it's not mandatory. It's not the law. They act like when the mandate was put out, they act like it's like a two sentence mandate. And part of that sentence says it's the law and it's mandatory. You know, it's like
yeah. There were signs up at Bank of America this week that said due to local authorities. Masks are required, but local so-called authorities have not made a mask requirement mandate. So they're citing things that don't even exist.
Well, they're not lawyers.
Yeah, they're going beyond what the mandate says. And if I remember correctly, I think it even says in the mandate whatever's in here, there's nothing beyond it.
Well, here in New Hampshire, ours is really nothing more than a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that once you get down to the bottom level customer service kind of person that's tasked with dealing with somebody who doesn't want to deal with a mask, they're willing to say anything in order to get you to take to put a mask on or leave the store. They don't know what to do, and so what they're
going to do. I disagree. I think they're motivated primarily by a desire to not end up on YouTube. I mean, they're just trying to do their jobs. They don't want to make a scene. They don't want to give you a headache.
Well,
they don't
doing
want
a good
to
job
headache.
At that. They're well, if that's what their desire is, they're failing at it miserably. Because when, for example, I go into Walmart and the greeting at Walmart's got the mask right below his big nose, and I'm walking in. He's like, sir, you know, they got to sir you to death. I'm like, let's go talk to the manager, right? Because I got health issues. Why I don't wear one? Couple of them, and. So we go to the manager. She ain't even wearing it, you know, above her nose. It's right below her nose. And then she goes and grabs one in her office while I'm standing there. I didn't know why she went in her office. Then she comes back out and holds me one. I'm like, I don't know where your hands have been. Where are you handing me a mask? I didn't ask for a mask. And I'll just wait here to talk to you, you know.
Right. This guy right I have a medical exemption.
Yeah, and I tell him that. I say, do you guys have any house rules that are going beyond this mandate, or are you guys just following the mandate? And she can't answer the question because she doesn't even know what it says, and she doesn't even know.
And what is the mandate? You keep mentioning it. Is there one in Texas?
I got to go over it again. I got the PDF thing on my phone. It is lengthy. But when I'm reading it, if you got health conditions, you let them know, and then you're done. You know, otherwise, you can sue the store and own them, you know, and they don't want to lose your business, but the employees there, they don't care to lose your business, but they don't want a million court battles. I mean, you type in Google.
Yeah, well, we actually read a piece from Walmart. There was a lady who is the girlfriend of a guy who used to host the show, so I'm pretty sure that this is legit. There was like a Xeroxed copy of this thing that they're handing, this notice they're handing out to all their employees that basically says, you know, hey, if the customer says they got an objection, whether it's medical or religious, you just let them shop.
That's funny you mentioned religious, because remember I just told you a second ago there was more than one reason I said help, but one of them was a religious reason too. It does. It bothers my conscience because there's a lot of this that's just following a rule without any principle behind it, you know, and growing up with Bible standards, I learned principles. So it's like the Pharisees versus Jesus, you know.
See, I don't think
burdening people with that, you got to wear the mask. It's like, well, how does wearing a visor, because they'll allow that too. You can wear this see-through visor that, like, you know, people watch in shops and machine shops.
Right, the plastic, hard plastic face covering.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of me holding my hand above my face everywhere I walk, you know. That's retarded. You know,
what were you going to say, Ryan? You're trying to jump in there, I think.
I understand why some people would claim religious exemptions, but I'm not a fan of it because I don't like the way that American society has placed a religious objection as somehow more important than just an objection.
Don't you know,
and we see that all over the place.
That's what I'm saying, That's what I said. I'm at principle.
Well, I mean, ultimately, DA, thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you and scheduling a phone call, actually, to call us. So that's really cool, going above and beyond. I mean, ultimately, this is a religious fight in a lot of ways because the state is a religion. It is an evil religion that absolutely uses the idea of something that is greater than the sum of its parts, this idea of the state. Not one person is not the state. It's the collective. The state is all of these people that say they are part of it and that they represent it and that they are acting on its behalf, whatever it is. They seem to think that it has some sort of great power. And they are forcing their religious belief system down upon us. And so it is my religious belief to oppose the evil of the state.
In many cases, I think businesses are copping out. I mean, I support any business that says, you're not coming in here unless you wear this thing on your face.
I didn't go into the shipping shack today.
It's their business. They get to decide.
Let me direct it away, though, from the mask and governmental discussion, because let's consider bacon. I don't like bacon. I can't stand bacon. But when I tell people that, I'm like, oh, you should let me cook it for you, you'll love it. But if I were to say, I'm Jewish and can't eat bacon, suddenly it's an entirely different subject. No one will ever offer me bacon as a response to me not liking bacon for religious reasons. But if it's some personal reason, they just wave it off. And it's the same with
I don't think you can cook bacon in any other. It still tastes like bacon.
Or steak or steak or whatever. Pork chops, pick your meat of choice. You know, whatever ones. If you don't like it for personal reasons, no one's going to object. No one's going to, oh, you just haven't. Well, no, everyone will object. But if you say it's for religious reasons, suddenly it's, oh, no, well, we respect that. And it's the same with the mask thing.
I feel, for philosophical reasons, don't eat octopus because they're smart little critters and I like them.
I like the way they taste.
They taste like rubber bands.
Fried squid?
This is the stuff they put on it. So, you know, I just say for philosophical reasons, I don't eat octopus. And nobody ever says anything to me because I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying that I just am not going to eat it.
855-450 Free Life Freedom. You can share your thoughts with us. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.